Juno Afternoon is made possible in support by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Alaska Youth Choir. Welcome Amanda Blackgoat and Cooper and Maya. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming in today. Amanda, let's start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about Alaska Youth Choir and what's your role in it?
Well, I've been with the Alaska Youth Choir since my oldest daughter was six, and she's now 18.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, so for a long time, I was just a parent of a chorister, and then I became involved in the board about 4 years, I guess it's 5 years now. And so I am currently the board president for Alaska Youth Choir. And we've been around for, this is our 25th year of Alaska Youth Choir. We started back in 1994, so we are celebrating 25 years of performing in Juneau and being in Alaska Youth Choir.
That's quite the milestone.
It is. We are very excited about it. And in celebration, we are having a concert this Friday at 7 o'clock at Northern Lights United Church. And
Cooper's distracting you.
She is. She wants me to remind everybody that it's free and that there is a reception with food and cookies.
Don't forget
afterwards.
The cookies.
Yes. Oh, we're going to talk all about that.
So,
yeah, that's this Friday. Maya and Cooper, you're both singers in the choir. I mean, choristers, right? That's the right word. How did you get started doing that? Cooper, let's start with you.
Well, my older sister, well, both my older sisters did it. And I wanted to do it, when I was old enough. My mom mostly made me go to all my sister's practices and all my sister's concerts. So I just really liked it. And all the songs got stuck in my head. And it would annoy mom enough if I, kept singing them. So I decided to do it.
Sounds like you were an honorary member before you were an official member, following in your sister's footsteps. Maya, how about you? What do you like about singing in the youth choir? How'd you get started?
I think I got started because my mom suggested it. I'm not really sure. That was about 4 years ago, and I've been sticking with it for quite a while. And I just really enjoy the music, but most of all, it's being with the rest of the choristers. It's a really fun, just like out of school, like where you get to meet new people and have fun and sing. And we also get to travel. And I really love our choir director, Mr. Moore. He makes it really enjoyable and fun as well.
Cool. And have you both always liked singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been practicing a lot lately for the concert on Friday?
Well, we have normal practice every Tuesday. But this week, we have dress rehearsal on Thursday, and we have the concert on Friday.
Are you divided into sopranos and altos and tenors and basses and things like that?
No clue.
Well, the younger ones aren't really divided into those quite yet because their voices are still developing and stuff, I believe. But I'm personally an alto. And my fellow advanced choir members, we have altos, sopranos, and we don't have a bass, no? No, but tenor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have a good amount and variety of those different singing voices.
How many children are in the choir?
There's currently 18 choristers, and we have eight in the
advanced.
In the advanced, so that makes about 10 in the main choir. So we're split into two choirs this year, main and advanced.
Mm-hmm. How's the program going to go on Friday? Will you split up into main and advanced and do some songs together? And how will it go?
So we have two guest artists. One is JAM, Juneau Alaska Music Matters, and then we also have Vox Borealis. And so we will, Alaska Youth Choir will sing a joint song with Vox Borealis, and then, so we will do a joint one, and then JAM will come after.
Something else you want to say, Cooper?
The advanced is only doing one separate song,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, in Alaska Youth Choir, we separate some of the songs between the advanced and main choir, but we do a lot of singing as a group as well.
Can you talk about some of the songs that are on the program? I see you've got it there.
My personal favorite that we're going to sing is Jubilate Deo because we've really perfected it and it sounds really nice. And we've got some new songs too. And we've got some songs with like a twist, like a solfege Christmas is a twist on a bunch of like Christmas songs, but they have, instead of singing the lyrics, they're in solfege. So it's like the do, re, mi, like all that stuff. And that's going to be really cool.
Do you have a favorite song on the program that you're looking forward to singing, Cooper?
Well, I'm not very good at it, but it's Rio Rio Chio, and that's the separate song that the advanced choir is going to sing. Yeah, I really like it because it's half in Spanish.
Oh, neat. Yeah. So are you pretty excited about the concert?
Yes. Mainly because of the cookies.
You're nervous?
I'm nervous. I always get nervous, though. But then after, it's a lot of fun, and we do really well. So it's always the beforehand jitters, but then when we actually start performing, it's a lot of fun.
I think that's the main idea, is to have fun and hope that your audience has fun, too. Do you guys feel pretty ready? Because it's just in 2 days, so everybody... Know all the words, all the notes.
I'm mainly worried that my mom will yell at me if I can't find my, stuff.
Your dress?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. But I know where it is. I know where it is this year.
That's great.
I get my cookies this year.
Sounds like you're pretty excited about the cookies. Who makes them?
Usually mom and other staff board members.
Our reception is sponsored by the parents and the board members of the Alaska Youth Choir. So the reception will have not just cookies, it'll have other treats as well.
And so snacks. The best part.
The best part. When and where can we see the Alaska Youth Choir perform?
We will be performing at the Northern Lights United Church this Friday at 7 o'clock. And... the reception will follow shortly afterwards. We will also be doing our drawing for our raffle in the reception afterwards as well.
Oh, great. Is there anything good for raffle prizes?
First, the grand prize is 2 round trip tickets anywhere Alaska flies.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I forgot the second and third prize.
The second is sponsored by Grandma's Feather Bed. They have donated a night and a dinner. And then we also have Gross Alaska gift card too. So it's a night out. That's the second prize. And then for the third prize is 2 tickets to Perseverance Theater.
Oh, great. Those prizes are fantastic.
Yes. We really luck out every year with our sponsors.
Well, I hope you have a great turnout. And again, I hope everybody has a lot of fun. Is there anything else that you want to mention about the concert or the cookies or the songs while you're here?
No, I just want to make sure that we thank... Our big supporters is the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and the Alaska Federal Credit Union, and then the Henry and Grace Akiyama AYC Scholarship Fund. That's very important. It allows some of our choristers to participate when they wouldn't be able to.
All right. Well, thanks to those sponsors. And thanks to everyone here today for telling me about Alaska Youth Choir. Have a lot of fun on Friday.
Don't forget the cookies.